To another great edition of Sports Club. That makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes you my amazing listening audience. I really am appreciative for you guys, even in these tough times. Those of you that take time out of your day to listen to my brand, my style of seeing things, the world of sports and otherwise, and my usual ramblings about who knows what. Of course, lots we want to get into today. Today's show is called Discovery. Discovery. Why is it called Discovery? Well, I'm glad I just asked because it's not a live show, or not a live audience, so you couldn't necessarily ask me yourself. But today's show is called Discovery because, I had a great day yesterday. I have good days. I have more good days than bad. Very lucky in that. I said last week, can't remember which show. I said last week about my day gig involves the trucking industry on the parts side of things. So I tend to spend a lot of time in vehicles. On my way back to the shop yesterday afternoon, I passed a particular piece of property that I believe is where one of my favorite reality shows that is filmed in the big city. I think this is one of their locations. I've been trying to find it. It's a hard place to find, but I may have found it. Got to do a little bit more research, but it just capped off what was already a great day. I was able to cover an area twice as big as I normally do in just an exceptional, timely manner. I was already elated by that. But it's that discovery that just helped add to that day. I'm going to try to not ramble when I do this because it's making me excited just thinking about it again. But the reason I wanted to call today Discovery was because in the sports world, we're on the brink of that with the way the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, the pandemic, that thing that's keeping most of you home, limits a lot of our days, you know, whatever. In discovery, because what excited me the most was that I had found a new piece of the puzzle in me trying to track down this location I'm trying to find. Show's off, by the way. Season one's already a wrap. I don't know if they're doing a season two. I hope they do. But right now, that's what we're all holding on to, whether you're a basketball fan and you're waiting to see if the NBA is going to finish a season or do a summer tournament or whatever. You're holding on to discover that one bit of information that trends more positive. Now, we're all trying to keep positive. We're all trying to move forward. We're trying to find, you know, with baseball, we're waiting to hear what they may want to do, which I will get into in a minute, with different other sports. You know, it's that one little nugget, that one little piece of the puzzle that suddenly unlocks the whole top right corner of the puzzle. Now we know that the puzzle is going to be about ice cream cone because now we've found the cherry on top. You know, that's kind of what we're doing. We're all scrounging around. We're trying to stay productive, trying to be positive. We're trying to be safe, washing hands, you know, do these precautions. But we're also looking for that little nugget, that eensy-weensy nugget that we're just not going to allow, for lack of a better way to put it, rest of the world to flush this little nugget. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. And we have that. We have that on a couple fronts. So kind of this kind of like a research paper, I guess, at this point, as we go through the each sport and what the nugget is with each one of those. Some nuggets are bigger than others. But the discovery of these nuggets is what keeps us going. It keeps us finding that little glimmer of hope. Hope is something that we always want to keep trending and keep moving. Hope is alive. That our favorite sports are going to come back, but more importantly, that our lives are going to be more back to the normal grind they are than the one they are right now. I'm going to kick it off. President Donald Trump. He happened to, I believe I may have mentioned it on last week's show, but at the same time, I didn't know anything about it. I just knew there was a meeting. He met with Adam Silver, with Vince McMahon, with Dana White. He met with Gary Bettman. He met with the heads of all the big sports organizations outside the NCAA. I don't know if they were just not invited or they couldn't make it. I don't know about that part. But he met with them. And the main thing coming out of this, the main nugget, so to say, writing the word nugget down is going to be part of today. It's going to be Discovery Nugget. That's what we're showing. We're going to do the show. The main nugget coming out of this meeting that President Trump held with all these heads of organizations is that, as far as he was concerned, best case scenario, I am paraphrasing, best case scenario, what he is hoping for is by, I believe, might have said July, but I'm pretty sure he said August, September-ish. He thinks we're going to have people back in stadiums. Now, on a level, he's not promising that all 40,000, all 60,000, all 80,000 would be back in an arena or a stadium for a thing. But no, to some capacity, he thinks fans, he's hoping that we will be able to put fans back in stadiums. Before that, we may hold events without fans. Live fans there in the arena. You can watch the TV, but places like that. I like this timetable, not because it's in the not-too-distant future, but it's what I've been saying. I still hold to the fact that in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, two and a half weeks, somewhere in there, I believe we are going to kind of crawl out from the hole that we're in, so to say, to be able to, you know, I think one of the first steps we're going to see to knowing that things are on the up and up and progressing super forward is when we're going to hear something like fast food and restaurants can now open their dining rooms, things like that. Right now, we're on a necessary work level. At some point, other industries, you say, okay, it is okay if these industries start to go back, or more, all industries, as everybody can slow it, maybe colleges and universities can allow their people to go back. Maybe people in the health or insurance fields, lawyers, those kind of people. Maybe we say, hey, you know what? In a limited fashion, you can still go back. You can start going back to your established brick and mortar buildings. I think that's what President Trump wanted to do. He wanted to get everybody on the same page. Hey, what's everybody looking? What are ideas? Because maybe an idea that WWE came up with can help hockey. Maybe something that the NBA is working on can help football. Who knows? You get everybody together. You brainstorm. I think that's very much what he did, which is what a good business leader does. You get the smartest, innovative people in a room. In this case, in a teleconference room. They were all via Skype format or Zoom or something, seems to be the new popular one. And you say, what do we got? Who's got ideas? How can we make these ideas work? Can we improve on these ideas? Are these bad ideas? Are these good ideas? I absolutely think that's what he did. I'm not defending him as the super best president ever. I'm not telling you he's the worst president ever. not telling you how I feel about President Trump. That's a different show, a different day. But he got them together. This is a business move. This is when you get together the director of marketing, the director of sales. You get you just get all the heads of all these organizations and all these different departments together and say, what do we got? What can we get together? This would be like sitting down with the head of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the National Guard, everybody, and saying, what do we got? What's our plan for this conflict? This other thing happened. And you figure out what you're doing. Getting over the heads of countries to say, hey, this other country is kind of overstepping their bounds a little bit. What are we going to do about it? Trump's ahead of the game. He's 100% ahead of the game here. And like I said, he thinks that the NFL will be business as usual. The NCAA is the weird one. A lot of people think that there will not be college football this year or high school football. I don't know where they're getting this. They're also blowing that up. Nobody has heard anything. So as far as that goes, to me, I think if you are going to be a fall into winter starting sport, a.k.a. the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, the English Premier League, those types of things, I believe it's going to be close to a full season business usual as possible. Now, as far as what to do with ones who are what to do with people who were in the middle of seasons. The NBA, the NHL, MLS had just started their season. I think they were like a month in. We don't know. We'll have to see. Some of them may try to start up their seasons late summer. You know, it's the things you guys are hearing everywhere. I think at some point, if it gets to a certain point, you either go for a abbreviated playoff system, or you just have to unfortunately call it and either say it's a wash or just freeze everybody in place, and it is what it is at that point, you know? But that meeting took place, and it kicked off a lot of different things, because the nugget for NASCAR is the iRacing. The iRacing, because it's the closest thing to actual racing. William Byron, he starts on the pole. He won the whole thing, number 24 at Bristol. It was a great race. If you're not watching these, you don't even have to watch it for the racing. Watch him for Clint Bowyer's commentary. He is not the commentator. He is racing during these things, but he is hilarious. Think about Mikey Waltrip and how much fun he had to a broadcast. Oh, having Clint Bowyer that you can easily just zap into the room he's playing in and ask him questions makes it just exceptional. Just exceptional. But the nugget for them moving forward is you got this iRacing thing. This works. They're getting super, super high ratings. For one, there's not a lot going on. And two, but the NASCAR nugget, they're showing you that they're not just going to sit idly by. They're going to keep pushing forward. They're going to keep doing this until they can. I don't know if they'll make up the races they've missed, but I very much see this is their way to keep going, to keep fans interested, to keep them involved, engaged. I think they're doing a good job with that. The golf nugget that we found this week is the golf plans sooner rather than later to start back up. It may be tournaments with no fans for a little while, but the British Open got canceled. The PGA did not cancel that. The British Open, aka the Open as it is now called, is ran by a separate organization, same way the Masters is ran by a separate organization over in Great Britain, United Kingdom, and they decided to shut it down for the year. That was their decision. The PGA backed them up on it because it's their call, it's not the PGA's. The Masters worked with the PGA to reschedule. I believe they are going to be, how will I hear? October, no, I think November. The Masters will be in November. Okay. They also rescheduled the US Open and the PGA Championship for later in the year. Golf is telling us that they're going to play. They want to play somewhere down the road, and they think it's sooner rather than later. And they're letting you know we're going to put our bigger events down the line further so that we can get fans there. I think they very much target getting fans there. Golf, NASCAR golf, they're trying. All the sports are trying. They are trying for sure. The NFL draft, we know about. During the NFL draft, there is going to be, as all these teams are remotely making their draft picks and all, there's going to be a kind of a telethon type thing to help raise money for the coronavirus victims and relief funds and things like that and out of place workers. I don't know how they're going to do it exactly. I would imagine, you're going to see like Aaron Rodgers or J.J. Watt or something with maybe their own videos from their house about how you can donate, how you can help out. But that's something they're going to do, and it's a great move. It's an exceptional move. That's one of their nuggets. The other fun little nut. This is just a information nugget. Jameis Winston married his longtime girlfriend at his house because where else would he? At this point, he was being safe about it. Jameis also doing a lot of charity related donations and working with other organizations in the greater Tampa area, showing everybody. That this is what you get if you get Jameis Winston. You get this kind of person. But NFL, they're going to push forward. We know that. That Trump is behind them on doing that. Let's go. Talk about golf. Let's go NBA. I want to talk NBA first, and then we will get into the interesting ideas from the UFC and MLB. We'll get into that in a second. The NBA announced their Hall of Fame for the it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So it ain't, a lot of people are like, well, they didn't have much of a pro career. No, basketball. So between collegiate and the pros and international, how well did you represent your country, whatever? This class, star stuff. We've got longtime FIBA executive Patrick Bowman. We've got five-time Division II National Coach of the Year Barbara Stevens. We have three-time national champion coach Kim Mulkey. She was at Baylor. We've got four-time Olympic champion, 10-time WNBA All-Star Tamika Catchings. Eventually, you guys are going to recognize these. If you didn't know some of the other ones, you've got two-time NBA champ and great coach Rudy Tomjanovich. You've got Coach Eddie Sutton, who was a four-time National Coach of the Year. You've got the big fundamental Tim Duncan and his numerous titles. You've got KG Kevin Garnett and his exceptional career between Minnesota, the Timberwolves, and the Boston Celtics, and Uncut Gems, if you haven't seen it. And then Kobe Bryant. Don't have to say much about Kobe Bryant except for exceptional player, even better human being. And we've talked a lot about Kobe. We've talked some. A lot of people have talked a lot more. Yeah, this is 100% probably one of the best classes of all time to go in collectively like this. It is nine people who are just over and above exceptional at what they did and what they continue to do. Kobe's legacy and Kobe's influence over people is still widespread. You can still see it in the things going on, as well as, you know, Coach Eddie Sutton and Coach Kim Mulkey and KG, Tim Duncan, all the guys and girls here. This is exceptional. And what I have heard is that this ceremony is going to be in like August, September, October-ish. They're going to push it back long enough to where they can do this the right way. I heard the idea that maybe you do Kobe on one night by himself and make it one special night, and then you give everybody else the chance too. I believe John Kincaid here locally said that. I could go for that, because you don't want the tribute to Kobe to overshadow these other eight people, exceptional people's big nights. I get that. But I'd leave that up to them. I really would. But congratulations to all the people who were voted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. It is just an unreal class right there. And the other NBA nugget, they were the first to kind of come up with this. They are looking at rapid test options, to where they would test everybody, hopefully have enough that pass, so that you can. They pretty much want to put, I think Vegas is the place they are looking at, to pretty much put everybody in a hotel. Every team has a floor. You would play all the games locally there, possibly without fans, and just try to maybe finish the season up, maybe start the next season. I don't know exactly where they want to go with that, but that's something they're looking at, as a rapid test options. Now, not to be outdone, I'm going to go with MLB, because the UFC one is the most interesting. Major League Baseball is thinking about doing a two-month kind of closed-in thing in possibly Arizona. Out in Arizona, where they do spring training, half the teams over there, there are 10 fields, plus the Diamondbacks facility is within like 50 miles of there. So that gives you like 11 facilities that you could potentially hold games at all times. I mean, you could do them all at the same time. I don't know broadcast-wise how you do that, but, you know, that's something they can work out. Once again, this is not that feasible. I mean, not unreasonable. One thing you'd have to watch is, are the families allowed to go with the players? Or is that just 2 months that they're not going to be able? Okay. You're either asking them to go 2 months without their family to get the season started, which a lot of them might do, because, I mean, there are going to be a lot of families, wives, and everything that go, look, this is what you do to make money. So if this is how you're going to be getting your checks, okay. I mean, some of them are going to be upset too. I don't see a problem with doing this in Arizona. I don't see a problem with the way they're wanting to do that. It could potentially work. I don't know when they would want to start this. I don't know if it's in May. I don't know their target date as far as that, but that's something being proposed. Okay. So, NBA nugget, they're trying to potentially do that maybe in Vegas. MLB, they're trying to do it in Arizona, kind of quarantine everybody, make a little mini bubble city like that. Okay. UFC. It was announced earlier today, UFC 249 is not going to go ahead as planned. I think it had a lot to do with trying to secure a venue, and not just securing a venue, even if there were no fans, but athletic commissions would have to sanction it. And I think that was one of the issues, is a lot of those governing bodies just, no, not going to let it go. So the UFC has this other plan. And I don't know if these are the same or not, but supposedly I've heard where Dana White has secured his own island that has a facility there that they would pretty much make UFC Central for 2 months, where he would hold fights every week. There is also a thought about a Native American site, because then the governing body would be the Native Americans who run it and tribesmen who run it, as opposed to sanctioning bodies and things like that. I believe the Native American site is somewhere in California. He's looking at this island. I have no idea. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it's the same island. I don't know if it's in California. I don't know anything more about the island. But this is Dana White being the maverick that he is. This is. A lot of people think he's crazy. He's trying to keep it all going, trying to do what he can. And good for him, you know? Good for him. The thing I would say is, how are you going to get the... Well, and he said, especially with it being an island, it's hard for him to get certain fighters from other countries into the United States, where if he gets to this island, it's a lot easier to get them there. He can get them to that spot without worrying about the American sanctions, so to say. This Native American thing, I don't know. So maybe they are two different places. But once again, Dana White, Dana White really going for it. And I applaud his efforts. Dana, you know I'm a fan, and if you were to do something like this, I'm already looking at getting Fight Pass. Never had Fight Pass. I've had WWE Network. Thinking about getting it as well. Not because of lack of things, but I think it's just good to have these so that you can watch the programming that they put out like this. Dana, you do this island thing. I'll do my best to watch every week. I know you listen to this show. It's probably your favorite one. I don't know why wouldn't be. You are welcome on it at any time. But there we go. There's the UFC nugget. There's some big nuggets there. People are trying. People are doing their best. And as we get to the end of tonight's show, just want to say, hey, keep supporting local. And the way I have been supporting local, done a couple times here lately, out in my general area, in Bremen, Georgia, stopped earlier today at the Buttered Udder, which is, if you ever come out to the Bremen, if you hit the Bremen exit off of 20, as soon as you turn right, it's right up next to Ingles. I'm in a little shopping center, a little L-shaped shopping center right before you get to it. They have just amazingly delicious ice cream flavors, and not just the regular ones too. They have a Cadbury egg one that's going right now that they said they've had it out for a couple days, and it's like they can't make enough before it disappears again. All the ones I've had from there are exceptional. I actually got their coffee today. Their coffee is just unreal. Really, really good. So the Buttered Udder, I think ButteredUdder.com. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those. Make sure you give them all the love, the support. Tell them that Jeremy from Impact Media sent you. It's not going to get you anything special, but that way they will know where you heard about it. And Mike and the guys and gals out there are doing an exceptional job. The other thing I am doing is out in Carrollton, Georgia, which is Carroll County. These two locations are like, I don't know, 12 minutes apart. Printer's Ale. It is one of the up-and-coming big breweries going on. They are expanding all over the Atlanta area. Looking to get into some other fun things. I was talking to some of them earlier. Right now, this is, I mean, once again, curbside service for the buttered odor. Pretty much the same thing for printers. You walk up, you stand in line, 6 feet apart, obviously, where they take your order, and they do growlers. They do a 16-ounce, or they do a 32-ounce growler, and they do a 64-ounce growler, usually between 8 to 10 bucks for the first one, 16 to 18 for the other, depending on what beer they have. I made notes of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They got 11 or 12 different beers to choose from, including all their big staples, the Scion, the Magenta, the Yellow, the Black. The one I got over the weekend was Bloobs. It is a blueberry sour, basically, or Berlin Weiss, you know. I mean, we all know that if you can get a mouthful of Bloobs, you're gonna drink it up. It's just that good. It's they've got some other ones. If you're into Hefeweizens, they got or Hefeweizen rather, they got Hufflepuff. They've got some of the barrel aged ones you can get. They are, God, where is my phone? I made it. There it is. I made a note of something that the manager, Matt Tapley, who I've come to get to know a little bit here recently, he kind of broke the news there that as of this week, they are starting to can the Gosa that they have, which is the Gutenberg Gosa with hibiscus and lime. The positive image is but the positive image that they have. Those two also are the ones that you can get homemade soap from a local guy. He did an exceptional job. This is the second bar of soap I've had from this particular guy. I had a different kind I got early last year when I ran into him. Definitely need to check out those. You all, let's see, these are the ones in cans. The Gosa, the positive image, the Press Check, which is their pale ale. All three of those starting this week are going into cans. And let me see if I can figure out, I can get to it from where I'm at. Could not, had to put the headset down for a minute. The positive image soap is the one I went with. You can also get the Gutenberg Gosa with hibiscus and lime by Enchanted Earth Gifts. That is enchantedearthgifts.com if you want to check those out. He is out of Temple, which for people not familiar with this area, I would say Temple about 15, 20 minutes from Bremen if you're going back towards Atlanta. Temple is in between Villarica and Bremen is where that particular place is. But I definitely want to get in those. I will be at Printers sometime this weekend, probably Saturday because Sunday is Easter and that is a whole different day. But I am going to go by to not only refill my growler that I have, but also maybe we can, we're working on some stuff to maybe do some things with Printers, even during these times, some cross promotion stuff. So, look forward to maybe doing some of that stuff with them. But definitely go check out Printers. I think it's printersale.com. And then also the Buttered Udder. They're open. They're open like 3 to 8 every day. Printers Ale, I believe, is like 1 to 6 on the weekends. I think in the afternoons they're open as well. I don't have their hours in front of me. But definitely go check out those two places. Support local. We're going to get back to normal soon. You just got to stay with everything, folks. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in. It's been Sports Club Discovery Nugget. See you guys next week. Stay safe. All the shorties in the club, let me see you just back it up, drop it down, let me see you just get low, scrub the ground, let me see you just push it up, let me see you just wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Yeah.
that I'm shaking they boobies like Congos, man. I'm shaking the city like quakes. The haters blue in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking it.